Leviticus chapter 11. And Jehovah spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying to them, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, These are the animals which ye shall eat of all the beasts which are on the earth. Whatever hath cloven hoofs and feet quite split open, and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. Only these shall ye not eat of those that chew the cud, or of those with cloven hoofs. The camel, for it cheweth the cud, but hath not cloven hoofs. It shall be unclean unto you. And the rock badger, for it cheweth the cud, but hath not cloven hoofs. It shall be unclean unto you. And the hare, for it cheweth the cud, but hath not cloven hoofs. It shall be unclean unto you. And the swine, for it hath cloven hoofs, and feet quite split open, but it cheweth not the cud, it shall be unclean unto you. Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch, they shall be unclean unto you. These shall ye eat of all that are in the waters, whatever hath fins and scales in waters, in seas, and in rivers, these shall ye eat. But all that have not fins and scales in seas and in rivers, of all that swarm in the waters, and of everything, every living soul which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. They shall be even an abomination unto you, of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass ye shall have in abomination. Whatever in the waters hath no fins and scales, that shall be an abomination unto you. And these shall ye have in abomination of the fowls. They shall not be eaten, an abomination shall they be. The eagle, and the ossifrage, and the sea eagle, and the falcon, and the kite after its kind, every raven after its kind, and the female ostrich, and the male ostrich, and the seagull, and the hawk after its kind, and the owl, and the gannet, and the ibis, and the swan, and the pelican, and the carrion vulture, and the stork, the heron after its kind, the hoopoe, and the bat. Every winged crawling thing that goeth upon all four shall be an abomination unto you. Yet these shall ye eat, of every winged crawling thing that goeth upon all four. Those which have legs above their feet with which to leap upon the earth. These shall ye eat of them, the arbe after its kind, and the solam after its kind, and the hargul after its kind, and the hargab after its kind. But every winged crawling thing that hath four feet shall be an abomination unto you. And by these ye shall make yourselves unclean. Whoever toucheth their carcass shall be unclean until even. And whoever carrieth aught of their carcass shall wash his garments and be unclean until even. Every beast that hath cloven hoofs, but not feet quite split open, nor cheweth the cud, shall be unclean unto you. Everyone that toucheth them shall be unclean. And whatever goeth on its paws among all manner of beasts that go upon all four, those are unclean unto you. Whoever toucheth their carcass shall be unclean until even. And he that carrieth their carcass shall wash his garments and be unclean until the even, and they shall be unclean unto you. And these shall be unclean unto you among the crawling things which crawl on the earth, the mole and the field mouse and the lizard after its kind, and the groaning lizard, and the great red lizard, and the climbing lizard, and the comet, and the chameleon. These shall be unclean unto you among all that crawl. Whoever toucheth them when they are dead shall be unclean until the even. And on whatever any of them when they are dead doth fall, it shall be unclean. All vessels of wood, or garment, or skin, or sack, every vessel wherewith work is done, it shall be put into water and be unclean until the even. then shall it be clean. And every earthen vessel into which any of them falleth, whatever is in it shall be unclean, and ye shall break it. All food that is eaten, on which such water hath come, shall be unclean. And all drink that is drunk shall be unclean, in every such vessel. And everything whereupon any part of their carcass falleth shall be unclean. Oven and hearth shall be broken down, they are unclean, and shall be unclean unto you. Nevertheless, a spring or a well, a quantity of water, shall be clean. But he that toucheth their carcass shall be unclean. And if any part of their carcass fall upon any sowing seed which is to be sown, it shall be clean. But if the water have been put on the seed, and any part of their carcass fall upon, it shall be unclean unto you. And if any beast which is to you for food die, he that toucheth the carcass thereof shall be unclean until the even. And he that eateth of its carcass shall wash his garments, and be unclean until the even. He also that carrieth its carcass shall wash his garments, and be unclean until the even. And every crawling thing which crawleth on the earth shall be an abomination, it shall not be eaten. Whatever goeth on the belly, and whatever goeth on all four, and all that have great many feet, of every manner of crawling thing which crawleth on the earth, these ye shall not eat, for they are an abomination. Ye shall not make yourselves abominable through any crawling thing which crawleth, neither shall ye make yourselves unclean with them, that ye should be defiled thereby. Verse 44. For I am Jehovah your God, and ye shall hallow yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. And ye shall not make yourselves unclean through any manner of crawling thing which creepeth on the earth. For I am Jehovah, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of cattle, and of the fowl, and of every living soul that moveth in the waters, and of every soul that crawleth on the earth, to make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that is to be eaten, and the beast that is not to be eaten.